And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of August, 2015. It's the birthday of Russell Baker, Loudoun County, Virginia, 1925, columnist for the New York Times for many years, author of the memoir Growing Up. It's the birthday of Steve Martin, born Waco, Texas, 1945, comedian, actor, author of several plays and novels, who said, "The real joy is in constructing a sentence, but I see myself as an actor first, because writing is what you do when you are ready, and acting is what you do when someone else is ready." It's the birthday of Gary Larson, cartoonist, 1950, born Tacoma, Washington, creator of The Far Side, comic that ran from 1980 to 1995, a cartoon series in which a man sits on a bed in a disheveled room staring at a chicken who was sitting on the windowsill. And the caption read, "The bluebird of happiness long absent from his life, Ned is visited by the chicken of depression." And in which a kid pushes at a door that is marked "Pull," and the sign next to him says, "Midvale School for the Gifted." It's the birthday of one of the best-selling authors of all time, Danielle Steel, born New York City, 1947. Growing up, after her parents divorced, she divided her time between New York and Paris, raised by relatives and family employees. She married young. She had 9 children. The first came along when she was 19, and that was also when she wrote her first book, Going Home, 1972. Worked in public relations in New York during the day, wrote at night. It was her fourth book, The Promise, that was her first big success, 1978. Danielle Steel, who's published well over 100 books, most of them novels, but also a memoir, His Bright Light, about her son, Nicholas Traina, who suffered from bipolar disorder, committed suicide when he was 19. And it's the birthday of a famous dentist, Doc Holliday, born Griffin, Georgia, 1851, practiced in Philadelphia, went west because he was suffering from tuberculosis, wound up in the Arizona Territory in the city of Tombstone, where he became a friend of Wyatt Earp. And along with him, he took part in the gunfight at the O.K. Corral, October 1881, against the Clantons, one of the most famous shootouts in the history of the West. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, Driving West. Though the landscape subtly changes, the mountains are marching in place. The grasses take on the fading yellows of the sun, and cows, with their sumptuous eyes, litter the fields as if they had grown there. We have driven for hours through bluing shadows as if the continent itself leaned west, and we had no choice but to follow the old ruts, the wagons and horses, the iron snort of a locomotive. We're the pioneers of our own histories, drawn to the horizon as if it waited just for us, the way the young are drawn to the future, the old to the past. A poem by Linda Paston, Driving West, from her collection Traveling Light, published by W.W. Norton, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.